Support comes from Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to sustainable and sound conservation of the state's forests, which support more than 41,000 Missouri jobs, resulting in a $10 billion industry. Choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I don't tell nothing to no one but my friends. They're learning slowly on how to trust again.
And pretty much for 3 months, I was just, every off day I had, I was hooking up my equipment and just recording my demos until I started getting into the studio, and it was just organic.
Come out on the other side with some thicker skin. Some lessons learned.
Coming back home, do you feel like the creative scene here has taken off since back when you moved away?
100%. I mean, the creative scene has just been going crazy.
I'm Sarah Fenske. Jordan Ward's dance moves took him from the south side of St. Louis to Los Angeles, where he danced with and for just about everybody who's anybody. Janet Jackson, he performed with her at the Billboard Awards. Beyonce, yep, at Coachella. Justin Bieber, well, Jordan Ward toured with him. But now Jordan's focus is on his music. That includes his new earworm, Little Baby Crush, from his new album, Remain Calm.
She looked like 90s R&B. Her friends, I guess, WV. Took the weave out and left it short. It still look hella good to me.
Really, I'm your secret biggest fan and stay a friend.
We can do it, everyone. I need some more intimate.
That is Lil Baby Crush. It's from Jordan Ward's third album, Remain Calm, which came out on October 8th. Jordan performs at Blueberry Hill's Duck Room this week, and he joins us now to tell us all about it. So, Jordan Ward, welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
And I got to say, welcome back to St. Louis. How long have you been back in town?
I got in last weekend for some family events, and or not this last weekend, but the weekend before that. So yeah.
You've been here a little while now.
Yeah, I've been posted.
So have you been enjoying your time here?
Man, I've been loving it. I've just been with my family, eating rice every day, eating Miami Grill every day. It's been great.
This is food you can't get in Los Angeles where they're all eating quinoa and
Facts. And I eat that too, but when I'm home, it's like I got to catch up, you know?
So. So you left St. Louis for Los Angeles in 2013, do you find? Are you able to get back much?
Yeah, I mean, I usually get back 2 to 3 times a year. Like, I've been back like 3 times this year already, and I know I have probably 1 or 2 more trips left. So
are you one of those Angelenos who's just running around all the time like, yeah, man, I'm from St. Louis. Like, that's part of your whole brand.
Facts. Like, when you meet me, I'm like, yo, my name's Jordan. I'm from St. Louis. Like, I be seeing people wearing St. Louis hats or Cardinals gear, and I'll be like, are you from St. Louis? And they're like, no, I just like the Cardinals. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a compliment, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you grew up on the south side. What neighborhood were you from?
Yeah, so, I mean, I mainly grew up in Gravois Park, off Chippewa, Iowa, but me and my mom also spent some time like kind of near Soulard off 13th Street.
So you are true South City.
Yeah, and also Benton Park, and I went to school over there too, so yeah.
So how did you get into the whole dancing thing?
Well, you know, my mom just kind of like, she was always a performer and a singer, and she kind of noticed I was getting in trouble at school for performing and singing. So
you were getting in trouble. You were maybe doing it at the wrong time of day.
Exactly. Like, just getting up on the table and singing and dancing. So she was like, you know what? You should go audition for the. You should do this church play at our church. You know, she sings in the music ministry in the churches in St. Louis to this day. So she put me in that, and she saw I enjoyed that. Then she was like, you should go audition for the Muni. And I'm like 9. I think I was 8. It was the day before my 9th birthday. So I auditioned for the Muni, and then from then on, it was like, I was like, oh, I have to learn tap now. And I started taking tap classes, and yeah, I just became a dancer.
So did you do a bunch of Muni shows?
I did Muni pretty much every year from probably 9 to 15. I maybe missed 1 year and did like 2 shows a year.
So that is such a great way to be exposed to such good dancers. I mean, they have these like national performers come to town. Do you feel like you learned a lot just being in those productions?
Yeah, for sure. And then once that was more of the theater side. And then once I actually started training for dance, like at my studio, Charmette Academy of Dance, and training under my mentor, Red Williams, and being at COCA and doing competitions and all that, it was like I was just training a lot throughout my childhood.
So Red Williams is kind of a legend in town. I feel like anybody who knows dance is like, man, that's the man. What are some of the big things you learned from him?
Man, just, yeah, Red's a big legend. Shout out to Red. Shout out Code Red, the company. Just learning from him, just like having integrity in your art while still being a professional and just hard work. That was the main thing that he taught us, is just that, you know, you really have to hold yourself to the highest level as an artist to get where you want to get.
So he taught you the essentials. From there, are you like, you know what? I'm going to go become a star in LA. Like, how did you take that plunge to, I'm going to try to go make a name for myself?
Man, you know, I wasn't even worried about being a star. If anything, like, you know, I just remember seeing the Discipline Behind the Scenes DVD from Janet Jackson's album. Janet Jackson, and she always has, like, the most legendary dancers. And, like, I remember seeing that at 13, kind of a couple years into my dance journey and being like, wow, that's where I want to be, you know? So, mm-hmm. And Red had already done that to a high degree, so I was just matching him.
So did he help open some doors for you?
Facts. He gave me some of my – trained me a lot. I trained with him damn near every day for 7 years. Gave me some of my first – performances outside of just being a kid, like letting me perform with artists around the city and introducing me to choreographers and just pointing me in the right direction.
So I understand your first big break came, you were 18 and you got picked to go on tour with Justin Bieber. Was that just a surreal thing?
Well, actually, that's from an article that was probably miswritten. I wasn't 18 when that happened. I moved to LA when I was 18, and then 3 years later, I got on the Bieber tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're at that point, Bieber must have been younger than you, and you're like, hey, I'm on this tour with this kid. I'm here with Biebs.
I think he's actually like a year older than me.
Boy, I think of Bieber as just being perpetually 15. I think I'm dating myself here.
I'm 26, so he must be like 27 or something.
So what was it like being on tour with the Biebs?
Man, it was surreal. Like, it was literally a dream scenario that I had imagined so many times throughout my life. And even to this day, like, as we're talking about it, it's like, wow, that really happened. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
So that's got to be the hardest work, though. I mean, those shows are tough, and you're doing so many, and you're traveling between them. I mean, how do you develop the stamina to do well in a situation like that?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. I mean, honestly, we rehearsed for 3 months before we went on the road, and honestly, just a lot of training. You know, I do a lot of physical training on my own, whether it be jumping rope, kettlebell, running, body weight type of stuff. But by the time I graduated high school, I was going to school 35 hours a week, and I was dancing 50 hours a week. And then when I was an adult, first moving to LA, I was just dancing all day, every day. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work. So dancing's been good to you. I mean, you've now danced with all these people, including Janet Jackson, who you point to as, it sounds like this loomed large.
That's everybody growing up. I feel like a lot of people had a thing for Michael Jackson, and I have a great admiration for what he did. But Janet Jackson and what she did with her dancers and what she does, that's always been my dream. So, yeah, that was crazy.
So you're there dancing with the best. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to add this whole other thing. I'm going to start recording music, too.
Well, I'd always been interested in making music, and I grew up writing raps and battling people at my school just for fun. And I think in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do it, but there was just a point where I got more serious about dance in my teens, and I wasn't as interested. But, you know, on that Bieber tour, I met another mentor of mine, Ruar Yu. He's an artist from Sacramento. He was performing on the tour as well. And just being around him making music, he just inspired me, and I kind of organically just fell back into it. We picked up some equipment while we were overseas for 3 months. And pretty much for 3 months, I was just, every off day I had, I was hooking up my equipment and just recording my demos until I started getting into the studio, and it was just organic.
Well, and so now you've got your third album that just came out this month. We played a little bit of a song from it earlier. That was Lil Baby Crush, which I just love.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a different song from this album, though. This is called Thrive.
Every day is a test of my faith. Building back up from unkept ways. Here on earth, like suffering pays. You're fair to stay. And when we're gone, they'll call to us from way beyond. In and out like a tourist. Same flesh bones, but they feel foreign. I'm still mourning when I wake up. Just died to the body before this. Still bent on keeping me slave, but I'm focused on my supporting.
And that is Thrive from the artist Jordan Ward. He's a St. Louis native, a great dancer, now lives in L.A., but is still St. Louis proud, is back here all the time, and is at Blueberry Hills Duck Room this week. And so that song, that is Thrive, tell us the story behind it, Jordan.
Man, that song right there, it's so many different parts to it, but the only way I could say is just like, it's about like inner and outer expansion on a human level, you know, going inward to connect to the source and going outward to connect to the connect with the source. And when I was making that with Lito, who produced it, you know, we were just watching this documentary called Thrive, and it's kind of got some funny, cheesy aesthetics to it, but it talks about this shape called the torus, and it's basically just like the principal pattern of like how everything is built in the universe. And that just sent me on a journey to like shaping things together, you know, kind of we're all experiencing something very different, but the same thing at the same time.
So is this kind of your pandemic song that kind of got you deep in your head like that?
No, I mean, if anything, this is a spiritual song for me. You know, I mean, I would even say this is like my song, like my belief in God, you know, G-O-D. And I'm not a religious person, but I believe in G-O-D, good orderly direction. I read that in a book called Artist's Way, the Artist's Way. You know, I think this song is just about understanding what we go through as humans and what it's all for. There's going to be pain, there's going to be hard times, but it serves a purpose for when we leave.
So I feel like that's almost echoed in the title of this album, Remain Calm.
Exactly.
This is kind of your mantra at this point.
It literally is my mantra. It started as a mantra I tattooed on my arm just to remember that as I'm going through this human experience, there's a calm or there's a spirit, as some people describe it, but there's a calm in the middle of it that has the understanding that I need. I'm not going to know everything, but if I just be still, you know, I'll receive the answers.
It's interesting to think about you being that little kid who had so much energy that you were dancing in the classroom at inappropriate times. Was it hard for you to find that calm and to get to that place where you feel this centeredness you have now?
Facts. I mean, I don't even know if I have it. I mean, if anything, that's why the title is Remain Calm, because it's like each song is really me indulging in like some of my most intense emotions, you know. So really it's something I'm working towards and something I feel sometimes I don't. But I think, you know, me finding that outlet as a kid, my mom being like, hey, you should go actually do this for real. I did start behaving better in school and, you know, I found my way. So, yeah.
So the aspiration is to find a way to remain calm. And it feels like you're moving towards that.
I'm trying.
So you're back here in St. Louis. You have the show coming up at Blueberry Hill. That's on Thursday, October 28th. You also have something going on tonight. This is a meet and greet down on Cherokee Street. What's the plan for that?
Yes. So tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. at Pro Field Reserve on Cherokee Street, we're doing a meet and greet. We're currently in the middle of a week-long pop-up that started last Saturday. Me and Pro Field collaborated on some merch as a homage to the South Side, or how I like to call it, South City. You know, I grew up going to the South City Y, and I just fell in love with that, the localness of that term, I guess. But yeah, the merch kind of tells a story of how I grew up throughout the city and just my love for it. So tonight we're doing a meet and greet from 5 to 8. I'm telling people pull up. If they want me to sign merch, I'll sign merch. If they want a dance battle, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? If they want to, whatever. If they want to do an arm wrestle, I'm ready to go.
That sounds super fun. So that's Profield Reserve. For people who don't know, that's a new local apparel brand. They're right there on Cherokee doing some cool stuff. Do you see, you know, coming back home, do you feel like the creative scene here has taken off since back when you moved away?
100%. I mean, the creative scene has just been going crazy for years. But, you know, even since I've become involved in it, it's been going insane. People have been innovating and building their own lanes. And Profield Reserve in the last year or 2 years has kind of like created a new hub. Like, I think it's something different for St. Louis, where people can all come from different genres, different sides of the city, and really have a platform to share their art and create merchandise and an experience for their fans and network to come, you know, taking their art the right way. They hold everything to the highest regard, and I'm really fortunate to just collaborate with them. I was already a fan of them bringing something like that to my part of town. We never had that as a kid, so that's why I was just excited. So
that's Profield Reserve on Cherokee Street, 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, and I'd be remiss if I didn't, in our last question here, your concert is happening this Thursday. What can people expect at that?
Man, so this Thursday at the Blueberry Hill Duck Room, I believe doors open at 7, let me not get that wrong. Tickets are online right now. We got me, we got the incredible Pink Caravan, we got the incredible Jerry or Southside Jerry, the tourist guide show, you feel me? We showing you how we get down over here. Everybody's pulling up. We're doing a giveaway for the tickets. We're giving away 2 tickets to people. You got to go on STL On Air's social media and repost the flyer and tag me. We're picking 2 people, but we're cutting it off at midnight for tonight. So all the St. Louis Public Radio people, this for y'all.
Yeah, so find us on Instagram. That's at STL On Air. You can find us on Twitter at STL On Air. And if you repost that and tag Jordan, he's going to hook up some public radio fans for this concert. And yeah, those doors open at 7. The concert starts at 8. That is this Thursday, October 28th. Jordan Ward, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
And if you want to hear more of Remain Calm, you can find that album on Spotify, on YouTube, on iTunes, and more. I want to go out of the show with just a little more of this Earworm by Jordan Ward. I just cannot get the song out of my head. This is called Lil Baby Crush.
Damn, it's just a crush. Damn, it's just a little baby crush. Cover, but she making up. She on the stage with everyone. Yeah, maybe she tough. Just cop the merch to show support. I hope she kicking it up.
This episode was produced by Laura Hamden, with audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. ChooseWood.com.